In this bulletin, Darryl Maguire admits he helped set up a drop-in meeting between a property developer and Gladys Berejiklian. Victoria records 6 new coronavirus cases and no further deaths. And in football, Denmark secures a 1-0 upset win over England in its Nations League clash at Wembley. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Disgraced former New South Wales MP Darryl Maguire has told a corruption hearing he helped set up a drop-in meeting between a property developer and Premier Gladys Berejiklian in 2017. The Independent Commission Against Corruption is continuing to question Mr Maguire over his behaviour when he was the state member for Wagga Wagga. His business dealings have put pressure on Ms Berejiklian after she disclosed she had a secret relationship with him for 5 years, which ended in August. Under questioning, Mr Maguire has admitted he deliberately arranged a meeting with property developer Joseph Aller at Parliament House during a sitting week, knowing the Premier would be on site.
The possibility that you would be able to introduce him or allow him to see the Premier by way of a drop-in, is
yes.
that right?
Yes.
You, Mr Aller, didn't want to see the Premier just to meet her. He wanted to discuss his planning issue with her that was so frustrating.
That's what his emails and texts said, correct.
And that was the whole purpose of his coming to Parliament House on the 15th of November with his models.
Gladys Berejiklian denies any wrongdoing. Victoria has recorded 6 new cases of COVID-19, but no further deaths. Metropolitan Melbourne's 14-day rolling average has dropped to 8.9, while regional Victoria's remains at 0.6. It comes as officials work to bring an outbreak in Shepparton under control. A fourth testing site will be open in the regional city after the other 3 reached capacity yesterday. And 9 Australian Defence Force personnel are being deployed, along with rapid response teams from Ballarat and Bendigo. Meanwhile, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews' parliamentary office in Melbourne has been vandalised. The office in Noble Park in the state's south has been spray-painted with calls for Mr Andrews to be sacked over his handling of the state's COVID-19 outbreak. New South Wales has reported 11 new coronavirus cases, including 6 that were locally acquired. 3 of the locally acquired infections are linked to the Lakemba GP clinic cluster in southwestern Sydney, while another is a household contact of a positive case in the town of Bargo. French President Emmanuel Macron has ordered a third of the country's population to be put under nightly curfew to tackle a surging second wave of COVID-19. It comes after France reported more than 22,500 new cases.
Si pendant 6 semaines, nous tenons ce couvre-feu.
If we stick to this curfew for 6 weeks, if we take collective responsibility for reducing our contacts, we think that we'll be able to progressively reopen at that stage.
Italy has recorded its highest daily rise in infections since the beginning of the pandemic. More than 7,300 new cases have been recorded, almost 800 more than the previous record in March. There were also 43 COVID-related deaths. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has resisted calls to implement a 2-week lockdown for all of England, despite predictions it could save thousands of lives. With case numbers rapidly rising, the British government opted this week to introduce a 3-tier system of localised restrictions. In football, Christian Eriksen's penalty on his 100th appearance for Denmark has earned his side a 1-0 win over England in its Nations League clash at Wembley. In other games, Portugal has secured a comfortable 3-0 win over Sweden, France has beaten Croatia 2-1, and Italy has drawn 1-1 with the Netherlands. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 24 degrees. Adelaide, a possible shower developing and 27. Melbourne, showers developing, 25. Hobart, showers becoming windy at 19. Canberra, mostly sunny, 25. Wollongong, much the same, also 25 degrees. Sydney, becoming sunny and 27. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.